Welcome to episode 89 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to succeed as a leader in your organization. I'm David Guerra, United States Army veteran and the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode, I want to talk about going beyond the grind, going beyond the hustle. So let's get started. Now, there are many self-proclaimed hustlers and grinders out there, and I have no problem with that. Heck, I've even called myself a hustler and a grinder once or twice or three times over the past couple of years. Now, that's the problem. This hustling and grinding thing has been going on for a couple of years now. And again, there's nothing wrong with being called a hustler or a grinder, especially when you want to win at what you're doing. And there is nothing wrong with others with great intentions telling you, you need to hustle, you need to grind in order to succeed. Or having them constantly remind you to keep on hustling and grinding to stand out. However, after a while, and we're getting there, two things happen. One, everyone is hustling and grinding. Two, because everyone is hustling and grinding becomes the norm. Those two words become, well, normal. They become the standard. They become the everyday. Then what? See, if all you have is hustle and grind, then you become just like everybody else. And, well, what happens to words like hustle and grind? That's simple. They fall to the wayside and join the countless other buzzwords like synergy and game changer and paradigm shift. You know, those, and there's plenty of other buzzwords, but those are just a couple that have long since overstayed their welcome. Now is the time to start looking over the horizon to see what is beyond the grind and beyond the hustle. The thing is that now is the time to start elevating your game, time to start elevating your hustle and grind. Now, of course, you should always be working to elevate all that. There's you can't rest. However, the problem is the ones that are telling you about this hustling and grinding are usually the ones that do not have to financially worry about what they're saying or doing. The ones listening and the ones paying attention, we're the ones that have that financial worry. See, or they're the ones that do not have to worry about what you say or need because they don't have the time to listen to the noise being generated by their 1.6 million followers. And think about it. That's great. And there's nothing wrong with following somebody and you're one of the other 1.6 million people out there following somebody. There's nothing wrong with that because obviously you like what they're saying. You believe in what they're saying. Otherwise, you wouldn't follow them. But understand this, that even 10,000 followers make plenty of noise. I mean, can they realistically listen to just 10,000 followers? Can you? Now, of course, you're going to say that you would listen to all of them. And ideally, that's the perfect thing to do. But the reality is that you cannot fully give them the attention. You cannot give them the full attention that your 10,000 followers deserve. So how do those that keep telling you to hustle and grind listen to all their followers? They don't. They listen to a unique group. They listen to their peers, others that are already making it happen or have made it happen, and they're just adding on. And that's fine. It's great. That's great. It's a great company to be in. I'd love to be in that company, having those kind of peers. But what of their followers? Do they listen to their followers? You know, they do. And they do. They listen to the ones that are up there with them, the ones that are coming up, the ones that are just chomping at the bit right behind them, just nipping at their heels. They listen to them because they are also doing what they do, what they say and do and pay attention and also follow them. So those followers, they'll listen to. But what it all means is that they are constantly moving beyond the hustle and the grind. Even if it's just 5 minutes ahead of you and I, they're still doing it. They're 5 minutes ahead of us. And again, I am not knocking them for doing it. I applaud them for doing it because somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to blaze that trail, lead that. And there's nothing wrong with somebody else blazing the trail, but so long as you're out there making your own path, taking your own trail, don't forget that. Now, what about the rest of us? That's what I'm asking about. What about the rest of us? What about those up-and-coming individuals that are on the verge of becoming valuable assets, valuable individuals, very important people, valuable members of the organization? Those individuals that are slowly working to become great leaders. And those leaders that have already established themselves, what about them? And when I say establish themselves within their organization or community, but find it easy to rest on their laurels. Well, for those of you, those leaders that are that are resting on your laurels, I have one thing to say to you. When you start to rest on your laurels, that is the exact same moment that others, those that follow you, those that look to you for solid leadership, will begin searching for a new leader, someone different to follow. And why? Because they want someone that is constantly moving to the next level. They don't want somebody who's just going to sit there and, well, I've made it and this is all I need to do. That's the moment you lose them. See, they're looking for someone that is moving beyond the hustle, moving beyond the grind. And that is why you must move beyond the grind and the hustle, whether you're ready or not, whether you like it or not, it doesn't matter. If you want to be a leader and you want to stay a leader, you have got to constantly keep moving beyond the grind. Now, advancing yourself is not just a good idea in general. It's the best thing you can do for those that, well, that you lead. And you know what? It's also the best thing you can do for yourself. So get out there and do it. So you ask yourself, okay, how does someone move beyond the hustle, beyond the grind? Well, that's simple. Take what you are already doing and elevate what works and get rid of what does not. I know. Easier said than done. But it can truly be done. See, getting rid of what does not work is easy. Because it's not working for you, so why are you going to keep doing it? Remember the moth to the light bulb? You know, the hot light bulb? It keeps getting burned every time it comes, but it keeps going. What if the moth just stops? What'll happen then? See, it also means, when you're elevating what works, it means that you have to, well, dig deeper to find out exactly what is making what works work. Dig deeper. And then once you find it, and you've identified it, kick it up a notch. Bring it up to another level. And then the next week, do it again. Kick it up again. And so on and so on. But do not stop elevating. Because the moment you stop elevating is the moment you settle. And again, where's that going to get you? It's going to get you nowhere. And it's going to get you nowhere fast. And it's going to get you nowhere fast by yourself. So folks, keep working at it. Keep looking and going beyond the grind and going beyond the hustle. Everyone, well, what do you think about what I just talked about in this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast? Do you agree? Time to start looking at beyond the hustle and looking beyond the grind? Or are we still okay? We're still kind of all right living with those two words as part of our current vernacular, a current way of doing business, a current way of leading. I say no, but I want to hear from you. So if you have any questions about this episode or the entire podcast series, email me those questions at dave@daveguerra.com or tweet them to me on Twitter at @DaveGuerra, DaveGuerra, all one word. And I want to hear from you. Let me know. Is it time to move on? Is it time to let go of hustle and grind and find the next thing and do the next thing? I want to hear from you. Also, I invite you to sign up for my newsletter at DaveGuerra.com/subscribe. DaveGuerra.com/subscribe. There we go. And that's for my newsletter. Lastly, I invite you to check out my new 3,000-word leadership lesson series. It's out now exclusively for the Amazon Kindle. And I will include a link on the show notes of this episode on my website. So the link will be there for the 3,000-word leadership lesson series, book one. And in the next episode, I will go a bit more into detail about this new ebook series. I'm really excited about it, and I hope you find it informative and entertaining, and it helps you. Folks, my name is David Guerra, and I am a U.S. Army veteran, businessman, entrepreneur, and author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. and of which I invite you to pick up your copy at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble in paper and digital format. So check it out. Listen, I thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. Most of all, I do appreciate you taking that time, downloading, listening, and getting us to this point. Thanks again. And remember to go beyond the grind and to go beyond the hustle, because that's the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that's great to follow. Until next time, take care. Thank you very much.